Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word and preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days. If you would like to put in the arm of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com. That's MinaShazz, MinaShazz at gmail.com.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction and would love to work and grow with you. Email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, and economically. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and song? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com to get started today.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Peace and blessings, family. Fall is approaching. Are you ready for fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply or afshea.com today. That's afshea.com, afshea.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man, listen now what Paul said, but if any man draw back, myself shall have no pleasure in.
No pleasure in.
Who do you believe in?
President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be protected are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Walk to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Know at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
Who do you believe in?
shot it hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting to pleading. Who do you believe in?
You gotta draw a line, pick a side, strapped in for the ride. Grace means you survived, a lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side, strain worn, born to thrive. Chain torn, tossed aside, drain more from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking, or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking, the spirit steady leading. Abba is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggle and we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. Higher, forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive, and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shame? Or is this old game?
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and call not upon thy power of higher.
Peace and blessings, family. I pray your Sabbath is filled with Most High's wisdom and his love, because in these times, we need it. I'm pretty sure you probably noticed a lot of things going on in this earth right now. A lot of very strange things, a lot of abominations, like children abductions, you know, these murders that's been coming up. You know, I'm sure you noticed about these animals going in circles, even down to the insects. Just going in circles. And I mean, usually animals pretty much tell signs of things to come. They pretty much a little more intuitive than we humans tend to be. Even though we can be, we just choose not to. Like, you know, we choose into the earthly things. But yeah, there's a lot of strange things going on in this world, family. And we're living in the times of revelation. It's in a time of revealing. It's time for things to be revealed, family. That's where we are. And the Most High is about to take hold of some things. He's about to make this place different. He's about to bring it back to its natural state. Hallelujah. Because it has been time. Today we're going to be reading from Revelation chapter 7. And we're just going to do this chapters. We're going to go along with this thing with chapters. And we're going to, you know, relate them to other chapters to show you how this whole book connects. And how it's telling us what's going to happen, where we at. Because we shouldn't be surprised at what we see. But a lot of us are. And some of us are not even surprised. Some of us are just numb. Many of us are just very numb to the situation. Because we think that this is how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be all these murders and killings and abductions. Animals behaving strangely. Some just washing up on the seas, seashores. Birds falling out of the sky. And, you know, we haven't had that happen, you know, in a while. But I'm pretty sure it probably has happened in some places. They just stopped reporting on it because it has happened so much. Just like the fires that wouldn't stop. But yeah, it's revealing, family. The revealing, the great revealing. That's what I want to call this. The great revealing. Because now it's time to start sealing. The Most High is about to start sealing his servants, family. And does that mean he's rejecting the rest of his house of Israel? And when I say Israel, sometimes I'm relating to the whole 12 tribes. Now, don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. The Most High does want his other peoples that he created on this earth. He wants this whole planet that he created, okay? But he gave everybody a heart and mind to choose which side, because right now there is a serious battle going on with the Most High and, you know, Satan. He's allowing things to go on. He's allowing this thing to happen. He's allowing it to happen. It's been a while. It seems like a long time, but in the Most High's eyes, it hasn't been that long. So right now, he's kind of working it where he can tear away the wheat from the tares. He can separate, start doing the separation, the revealing. Who's going to make it and who's not going to make it. Family, and you're not going to make it overnight. You can't just say a few prayers or put on your fringes and all that stuff and think you're going to make it and think that's just it. you're done. Or go around being part of groups that are fanciful themselves in garment, but not in spirit and truth. You got to be careful, family. There's going to be a lot of people out there that's going to be distracting you. Satan is very, very, very crafty. Oh, he's a crafty little spirit. But you got to be aware. And if you're covered in the armor of Yah, you will notice when they come. Yeah, in the beginning you may have gotten, you know, taken down a little bit, got shot in the leg a little bit. But eventually with their studying and reading and actually listening to people who know what they're talking about and serious about the word, because a lot of times the Most High will give you what you need to know as well. He'll push into you and guide you where you need to go. You just have to have total focus in here, family. Total focus. It's not the magic. It's not the voodoo, the hoodoo, and all that other stuff. All that, no. It's the Most High. He says it. He tells us to do this. But right now, family, where this world is going, we need to be really focused on Him and doing what He says and do it how He says to do it. But right now, in Revelation chapter 7, He's finished sealed His 144,000 of the tribes, okay? And then He's going to also reveal to you that He's going to have some Gentiles that's going to worship Him as service before the throne. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be Gentiles, family. I know a lot of us, you know, kind of get a little disturbed by that. I can understand. He did say He would create jealousy for us, you know. So we're going to have to really pull it together, family. But the world is His. And that's what we got to get in our heads, that the world is His. It's not ours. It's His. We're created for His pleasure. And I know a lot of people don't want to think that because we are very selfish, we're very egotistical, prideful, all of that. And we totally forgot who gave us this life, who gave us breath, who can take it away. But again, I'm not going to keep going on, family, but we need to really put it together because we are in those times. Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. And we'll keep reading from here. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was to give, given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of the tribes of the children of Israel. So Israel, now he's speaking of them as a whole, okay, of the 12 tribes. He's getting 12,000 out of each of those tribes, okay? And he's going to sift them out, and it's not going to be all of us. That's what I'm saying. So a lot of us are not going to be a part of this collection. The Most High is sealing certain ones out of the group. But that, does that mean that he's not going to save the rest of Israel that decided they wanted to come back home? They want to be grafted back into the branch, want to be sealed back on their branch? No, that does not mean that. These are a different group right here. But anyway, let's keep reading. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. And of the tribes of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. And as this I beheld, and after this I beheld, And lo, a great multitude which no man can number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sit upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Now, you notice something here, family? In verse 10, it says, you know, it says that they, of everybody who pretty much gathered before that throne, and the nations that were there, he said, they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Now, who's the God on the throne, and then who's the Lamb? It is a God that sits on the throne, and then there's the Lamb, which is Yeshua Christ or Jesus Christ. You know, I don't do semantics with the names, because we're way beyond that now. Your spirit has to be there, because the Most High knows. Okay, you don't have to explain yourself to a bunch of people if you decide to use certain names. That's just on you. But this is what it says. But anyway, Christ is that Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Okay? So he's going to dwell among them. So these people right here have reached the high mark. So that means that Gentiles are going to get to be before the throne of the Most High Yah, the one that sits on the throne and before the Lamb continually. Because family, it's coming to earth. The kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of the Most High is coming to earth. It's going back to similar to what it was before, family. It's going back to where the Most High had intended it to be in the beginning with the first Adam and Eve. Okay? He's taking it back there. But right now, because the world has kept being so corrupt, he had to let us go through this purification period. It took thousands of years to go through it, but we had to get through it. Okay? He had to duke this out with Satan. He's allowing these things to happen because he needs us to see. We have to want the difference. Because right now, what we're seeing, this isn't normal. This isn't normal, family. The way we're living now is not normal. And the Most High knows it's not normal. But he also had a select group of people that he had that was going to rule these things. And that's what he did. He took us leaders, 144,000, which are going to be men. I know a lot of women are going to hate that. I know a lot of my sisters are going to be like, oh my gosh, sister, why are you saying that? Why are you bringing this down? No. It's going to be handled according to how the Most High had it principled. Okay? We're going back to his laws and statutes. Okay? Not to say that men are supposed to just dog us and rule over us like, you know, no. We are assistants to our men. We are assistants. We're their rib. We protect stuff. Okay? Ribs protect things. Ribs protect the heart. You know what I'm saying? It takes lungs. It protects a lot of stuff. We're important. So, of course, you know, men, we don't want to be, you don't punch your ribs, do you? You don't go and just go around hitting your ribs and things like that. No, because it'll hurt, and you could possibly puncture your lung or something. Damage some things. So, no. But these 144,000, this is the strength, which is going to be having the directions when they start getting to the groups of how it's going to be broken down with cities. We're going back to some serious stuff, family, and I know we can get deep on this. But you got to think about how we are as cities and states now. Kind of look at it like that, but flipped with the righteous side. Think about it like that. Think about how now but flipped to a righteousness. Okay, we're going to a righteous living, to righteous communities and things like that. Kind of look at it like that. So my sisters, please don't get worked up, you know, that it's going to be men. Hopefully they're going to be men of Yah. And if they're men of Yah, you have nothing to worry about. Okay? But let's keep going. But again, let's say, and it says, you know, and he shall dwell among them. So he can be dwelling among them. You know, and he's going to wipe away their tears and stuff. Because there's a lot of things, even their Gentiles that are hurting right now. They're like, man, what is going on? Because the powers that be are those that are I promise you, family, they're under demonic possession. These people are not human. They're no longer with us, okay? They have left us. They have gone bye-bye. And I know you, a lot of you worried about Kanye and, you know, and Kyrie family. You have to pick the meat of this thing and spit out those bones. And those bones could be that, now Kanye talking about he wants to run for president. He's running for president. He's still, he bad-mouthing himself. He's flipping back and forth. He's acting like a fish. So be careful, family. Be careful. Please be careful. And then he's going on places with his face covered. In fact, family, don't fall for it all the way. Yes, he's telling the truth about the Most High and that's who you are. That's the bait. I know that's the bait. That's how he want to get you in. That's how they're getting you in. Now, that's what's going to be happening lately. But that is also a good thing, too, because it wants to wake you up. But now you have to be decisive. Now you have to say, take that bait, but you run with it. You don't keep up with it. You know, you take it, you snatch it off. Because you know, ever go fishing? Do you ever go fishing? And somehow the bait is gone, but you don't catch the fish? You kind of got to do it like that. Okay? You got to be... We got to be clever, family. We got to be clever in these times. Because Satan is very, very, very clever. Highly clever. And right now, especially this is the end. This is it. He ain't got much more time left. You know, he's going to try to do as much damage and break Most High's people down as much as he can before he leaves this place. Because once he's gone, he's gone. There is no coming back for him. Well, except for he gets one more time. He gets one more time. After 1,000 years, he gets one more time. But that's after Christ comes and do his full 1,000-year rule, which is a day. He's the one day. Because we never made the day, family. We didn't make the day with Adam and Eve. We didn't make the day. But we're going to make it this time. It's coming. So we need to be patient. Be very patient. And it says, and we're going to go back to verse 16 now. Remember, we're in Revelation chapter 7, and now we're on verse 16, and it says, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Okay? And that's going to be everybody, family. Okay? This is speaking of just those two. Speaking of those peoples and stuff like that, what's going to happen with those? But at the end of the day, that's going to happen to a lot of us once we pretty much pull ourselves together, family. It's time to get right with the Most High, especially Israel. Israel, get right with the Most High, because He chose you amongst all the peoples and nations of the earth. He chose you. He chose you to be His people, to rule over, to help the Gentiles come in. Because right now, a lot of the things we're getting from Gentiles and so-called Christians, you know, families, they don't know what the Most High has given us the power to know and the power to receive. Okay, He picked us to be light over this earth. He picked us to do this thing and for us to bring in the rest of the world, bring in the rest of the world. And to lead by example. Don't get puffed up with pride because you've been a chosen people. Don't downgrade others because we've been a chosen people. Let's be wise because we've been chosen people. Let wisdom lead us. But let's go to Isaiah chapter 49 and let's read verse 1 through 10. Let's see, let's listen to this real fast. Isaiah 49. We need to go from Babylon, fam. It's time to come out of her. It's time to come out of Babylon. Listen to this, fam. Listen to this. And if this moves you to say something, please post your thoughts on here, because it's important. Your soul is important. Your salvation is important. Because this is revelation. Now, we're revealing things. The revelation has begun, family. Open your eyes around you. Don't get caught up. Isaiah 49, verse 1. Listen, O owls, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother's, for my mother hath he made mentions of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft, in his quiver hath he hid me, and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain, and yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. You heard that, family? You hear that? Okay, this is Most High talking. I'm telling you what's happening. This is the Most High talking, okay? Okay? This is Christ coming to us. This is what he's saying. This is what God, who sits on the throne, which no man has ever seen, is sending his Lamb. He's sending the Most High down. He's sending who we call the Most High. You know? But as let's keep going. And now, saith the Lord, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. To bring Jacob again. He's talking about us, bringing in his people, bringing us back into him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Okay? So pretty much he's giving it to the Gentiles too. So Christ, even for the Gentiles too, y'all. So for all you Gentiles out there, he's for y'all, he's for you too. You can come to him as well. It's open. Yes, he has chosen the people to be his servants as far as getting you guys in and pulling you in, because Christ was not a Gentile. Christ was a Hebrew. He was an Israelite. He was Israel. In the flesh. He came. Okay? But he has been sent also for you. He's come down here so you don't have to do the perpetual cutting the heads off of things and, you know, sacrificing. Doing, you know, sacrifices. You know, that's not done anymore, because Christ came down to do that sacrificial thing. He came down for that. He came down to be that lamb. The unblemished lamb. He didn't have a crooked paw, you know. He didn't have too much fur, too much hair, none like that, you know. Get what I'm saying? Okay. So this is Christ here. Let's keep going, family. He said he wanted to be a light to the Gentiles. He says that. He even says that in the New Testament, the so-called New Testament. You know? He went to the Gentiles as well. After he left us, he went to the Gentiles. Especially after we started causing too much problem. He had to keep moving. He had to do this part right here. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause it to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, Go forth, to them that are in the darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he hath mercy on them, shall lead them, Let me read that again. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. So family, the Most High is pretty much talking about how he's going to bring us into salvation. He's going to bring us into salvation. Okay? This is what's happening. Even of the Gentiles who wants to come along, he's bringing you to. That's what's happening here, family. The world is opening up. It's revealing itself. Everything is revealing itself. Christ is opening our eyes to reveal ourselves. This is being revealed, family. This is not nothing, you know, this is no game right now. We're not living in a game. Even though I know, you know, they want to put our brains in games and stuff. Yeah, that's coming along. You know, they want to program us. They want to program your brain and have you all wired up so they can control you and shut you down when they think they feel like it. At some place, some people are talking, you might not even be able to die. You're going to want to die and can't die because you're all wired up. Family, the world is changing. Please be aware of what's going on around you. Be aware. Be aware of what's going on around you. Because Christ is our salvation. Yeshua is our salvation. Okay? And if you're still saying Jesus, he's our salvation. And I'm not talking about the Caucasian one either. It's not the real one. We do a real deal here. That's all we do with this, the real deal. The Most High Power. Who welcomed me. He awakened me a while back. 7 years ago, I was awakened to this. My attention was brought to this. And it wasn't even due to me looking for this. Okay? This was something totally different. It was definitely an uplifting experience and very eye-opening. It was more of me wanting to find Christ. I wanted to find hope, salvation. And I was led back to the Bible. And then after reading the scripture, not even understanding even the beginning of Genesis, okay? But then the Most High realized, he saw where I was. He tested me. He even tested my strength. Am I serious about wanting to know this thing? He put a test on me. And I must have passed because I have been going along this thing ever since. And I've been filtering out the bones, you know, and also reading for myself. And that's the only way you can be able to do it, family. You got to read for yourself. You have to take this seriously. You have to want Christ. Because right now, he's our only salvation. He's our only hope. Christ is our only hope right now, family. He's our only hope. So you have to do your best to get with him. And go through your day as much as you can. But also just think about him throughout the day. And that's a great thing to do. Think about him throughout the day. Who says you have to think about just a day when you wake up and just at night? He should be on your mind all day, every day. His coming, his renewing of this earth, to take off this burden, to get rid of all these demons and devils that rule us right now. Because we don't understand it. We are being ruled by demons and devils. Because nobody, no human with love of Christ in their heart would treat the world the way it's being treated right now. No one, not in any nation. So family, like I said, if you're with, you know, certain groups and things, just, you know, be mindful. Do your own studying and everything, but just be mindful of their behaviors. Are their words adding up to their actions? Are they behaving the same way that they're trying to teach you? Are they teaching you about Christ or more about how to serve them? Be careful now, family, because it's going to get deep. And like I said, we're dealing with a very, very crafty council. And we have to be just as crafty and wise. And with that being said, family, I pray that you have a blessed, blessed day and that your Sabbath is filled with wisdom and love of the Most High Power. Hallelujah.